Delicious bacon, crunchy lettuce, juicy tomatoes. Pick up a Subway 6-inch BLT for only $5 today. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekdays from 5:30.
20th of February. Almost said January. It's Thursday. It's the Big
where's
Breakfast.
Where's the year gone?
Oh, don't worry. I said, is it 2020 or 2021?
Where's that year gone?
Marto Margot and Nick Cody here for the Catch Up Podcast. On today's show, we have a lot of guests. Rudy Vanderstone, Craig Lowndes, Danny McGinlay, very funny comedian. Something we got very excited about involving the coronavirus and a cruise has been revealed to be a stitch-up. Got pretty mad about that. That's all coming up on the Catch Up Podcast.
Is there anything we missed out on today that we should talk about before we go?
Somebody passed away. Very sad. The guy responsible, the computer scientist responsible for cut, copy and paste.
What? Whoa,
really?
Larry Tesla. He passed away on Monday. Control C, Control V.
I used to love that. Used to tap it on your keyboard. Yeah. Jeez, it felt good to do that.
I miss that bit. I have to ask young people do that for me.
Did you ever in your brain just race against yourself to see how quickly you could do that in an emotion?
Of course I didn't.
You know, and you go, you try and do it as quick as you can.
Is that like a dog when it's sleeping, its legs start running? Have you ever seen that one?
Behind them.
No, I'm not Rain Man, Marto. Margot, sorry. Just testing keyboard skills on a desk. Control C, Control V. Control C, Control V.
Everything's good.
I'm practicing.
We used to have races like words per minute. How many words per minute could you type?
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, that's fine.
You used to put the tea towel over your hand so it was touch typing, so you couldn't see.
Who's we? What group was this?
There used to be like a when the computers were old and there was no internet and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. Typewriting.
it was like an old Mac. Yeah. Remember the big square Apple, the Apple computer?
First computer.
We used to have one of them, and you pushed the floppy disk in the front.
And it was huge.
And we used to type, and they had a program installed into the computer where you could race. Like it was like a typing program.
What words were you doing?
And you used to have to touch type and you'd do all the letters and you'd have to write paragraphs.
Oh, Christ, I still can't do that.
Type paragraphs and it would tell you how many words per minute, like 40 words per minute or 64 words per minute.
You can type without looking at the keyboard.
Yeah. What do you mean? Geez. I can text without looking.
Marto, are you with glasses halfway down the nose? Yeah. Glasses halfway down the nose, one finger.
You know I am.
C U N.
You know I don't. You know I don't have a personal computer, do you?
Oh really?
This is my whole life. That little piece there.
Wow, that's probably.
If I lose that, that's
a good iPhone though. That's
One of my favourite things ever was seeing you go to the airport once, Marto. You're going to Sydney for a thing for Fox Sports. I go, where's your bag? And you just held up your phone because it's got your credit card in there.
There's no need for a computer anymore. We actually went and bought a Mac desktop computer. It still has the film on it, and I think we've
Like an Italian grandma's couch.
Yeah, we've used the
MacBook.
Maybe twice in 18 months. Yeah. It never gets used. It just sits there, and I feel terrible.
Do you want to give it away as a prize on the show?
Corey would kill me. He'll sell it on Facebook Marketplace or something first.
Oh, my God.
He's a fan for that, isn't he?
Oh, he loves it.
Now, if I need to get any stuff off Facebook Marketplace, should I ask him? Because I can't find as much stuff as he. I was after a generator, a Janome overlocker. That's what I'm in the market for.
You find heaps of that.
Yeah. Right. I don't know what I'm looking for.
Continue this chat off there. We've been talking about
it. Are we still going?
Yeah, we're still. All right, enjoy the Catch Up Podcast.
Cue the record. Welcome to
the Big Breakfast. This is The Big Breakfast
with Marto, Margot and Nick Cody.
Well, unfortunately, none of us won Oz Lotto last night.
How much was it?
$5 million.
That'll do.
A Melbourne bloke took it away.
Aww.
That's all right. He can have it. Yeah. What about that Sunshine Coast woman that won the $60 million? That'd be good.
Yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. But you know what I do love about this bloke from down in Victoria? Right. He might be the first honest lotto winner Australia's had in a while.
In terms
called him and he said, he swore and then said, I don't have any words. This is amazing. I'm just home from the gym and I'm about to head to work. I'm definitely going to be running late today. It's a good start. He's in his 30s. He's just won over $5 million. He said, this is coming at an amazing time.
Why?
I can't think of what I'm going to get at the minute. But I'm not going to fly economy anymore.
He must be tall.
He's rocking up to work drunk and he's sitting up the front. That Australia, that is how you're meant to spend. Lotto winnings. Now I'm going to go to work and fly Jetstar to Adelaide for a holiday. You suck.
Liar.
Blow it like a champion.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
First day at the job yesterday, gentlemen. Blew the cobwebs
what
out.
What job?
Was feeling a bit nervous.
What job?
My new job. As manager of an under-9s football team.
Manager Margo.
You say blow the cobwebs out. That implies you've managed a team before.
Well, I manage people, Nick. I have 4 children, a husband, you blokes.
That's called being a parent. Well, that's not managing,
you
is
still
it?
Have to manage yeah. people, okay. you know. Children.
A mummager.
Ferrying them to no, and from no, places.
This is serious. This is other people's children. They're
that
entrusting
I'm
them.
For.
Yeah, that's right.
I
You've
know.
Got to point them in the right direction. You've got to organise everyone to get there on time and the right day and the right place.
Yes. And I turned up half an hour early yesterday to training and I filled out all my forms and applied for my blue card and I did all the, yeah. you know, the very formal duties.
Yeah.
And I took my clipboard. Oh, no, I forgot that. I didn't have a clipboard or a notepad.
Do managers have clipboards and notepads or is it all laptop?
Well, the previous manager did. And so when I got to training, I was like, are you going to hand over the clipboard to me? Like I thought there might be an officiation.
That's what coaches do. You hand the cones and a few footies to the next coach.
Yeah, and go, here, I'm giving this over to you now. It's your responsibility. And I was off to a great start. You know, I was mingling, meeting all the parents, introducing
myself. Where are
myself.
We? We're at Carina,
Carina
aren't we?
Leagues Club. Yeah. Down there on the corner of Old Cleveland and Creek Road and
Creek
Stanley Road.
Hmm.
Yeah. And anyway, I was going around introducing myself to all the parents. Hi, I'm Margo. I'm the manager of the team. What's your name?
Am I allowed to ask questions?
Of course
during
you
this?
Can.
Is it the same sort of basis of the team as last year? I know there'll be new kids.
So Wiley is playing with 3 other boys that were in his team last year.
Good.
The other 7 are new children.
Whoa, righto.
Yes.
Wow.
So a couple of familiar faces,
yeah.
few mums that I knew, few dads I'd seen before, but majority of them were new.
You'd be good at
fresh
bringing them.
Blood.
Don't you reckon she'd be good, Nick, at bringing 100%. Them together and come on in, new parents, etc.
Yeah, so I gathered.
Hey, Margo, your half-time speech has gone for 45 minutes. We've got to
shut up. So I went around, introduced myself to everyone, said, what's
the
your
coach
name?
Coach wants to say something.
Introduced them to the Facebook group. You know, this is where I'm going to be putting a lot of
what
the
Facebook group?
So we have a Facebook group.
Oh, you don't do WhatsApp. You
no,
do
we do Facebook. So this is where I'll be putting up when the games are, you know, if training's cancelled, where training's going to be, et cetera,
et cetera.
Here's your
first test. It's 3:30 and it's pissing down raining. I'm going to have to leave work early to get my son to the footy training. Mm. How do I find out if it's on?
Well, if the weather is looking bad,
inclement,
and I know, you know, a few hours before that potentially training could be cancelled, I would give them a warning and just say, hey, guys, heads up, weather's not great today, training might be cancelled.
Mm.
Then I will keep you updated through the afternoon because then I would be updated by the club as to whether training would go ahead or
You're
not.
You're liaising with them.
Because I think that kids should train in the rain. I don't think that they should not train, but it would depend on the ground.
Fun. God, Kiwis make fun of us. Imagine if you're from Melbourne. Nick, what do they do down there if it rains?
Well, I remember as a kid playing footy down in Melbourne, you just train in the rain.
Hey,
I don't think
you enjoy it.
I can't remember a training getting
cancelled. How much
Kiwis
kids
look at
love
us.
Running around in the
Kiwis
rain.
Kiwis look at us and go, you'd never ever have a training session if you're worried about rain.
No, because I think it's more the parents on the sideline that don't want to stand in the rain.
Any rosters?
So I got my list. I went around. I introduced myself to all the parents. I shook hands. I said, what's your kid's name?
Wow.
And then I got to these 2 blokes, the last 2 that I was on that were on my list. And I said, hello, I'm Margo. I'm the manager of the team. What's your name? What's your name? And, you know, got chatting. I said, make sure you get on the Facebook group.
Yep.
I said, what are your boys' names? And they said their names. And I said, oh, great. Which ones are they? So that I could familiarise myself with them. And they said, oh, they're not in that team. They're in that team over there.
I'm wasting your time as a manager.
Like, oh, sorry, you're not even in our team. And he's like, no. And I said, why did you let me go so long? He said, because it seemed fun at the time.
Triple M.
Thursdays are TV review day where we have a look and tear some new TV show, a new one. And the bloke who does is a close friend of Lawrence Mooney. He is a new sensation. Rudy Vanderstone, good morning.
Good morning to you, Marto, and to the whole Big Breakfast team up there in Brisbane. Beautiful Margot, of course, my favourite. And young Nick Cody, of course, he's a triple threat. A comedian, he's got a beard, and he rides a bike.
There we go.
So if you're a circus freak, he's a triple threat.
You're reviewing TV shows, and they all come under fire. But you've moved from mainstream TV. What are you reviewing for us this week?
Margot, The Crown.
Oh, it's a great
Rudy
show.
TV review today. The Crown is into its third season. Now, season one of The Crown was pretty good because you got to see how weird the royal family is when the Queen's stuttering, chain-smoking father, King George VI, died prematurely of lung disease, and she became the Queen.
She was just 25 years of age, Rudy. Very young to be bestowed upon that privilege.
You say very young. The rest of us think a bit of a hottie. To season two. We discovered that Prince Philip isn't just a racist. He's psychologically damaged as well. What an a-hole. He's so desperately inadequate, he demanded his wife make him a prince. And then at the end of season two, he builds a wall in the rain after his sister dies in an air crash. That's weird. A gripping storyline.
Grim.
On to season three. It's set in the 70s, and the Queen, of course, is now a mother of four and aging, so the Queen is played by an older, uglier actress. I don't particularly like that bit, but never mind.
Everything
that happens in this tedious nonsense has already played out in history, so I'm looking forward to future seasons. Season four, where Princess Diana died with Dodi Al-Fayed in a tunnel killed by the Queen.
The car crash.
Season five, where Prince Andrew gets massaged every day for the whole year. Season six, where a balding Ranga and his wife from a TV series leave the royal family. On and on it goes. What about season seven, where they visit the bushfires and get a koala? Not a real one, because that'd be distasteful. Some Ugg boots. Country towns. I hate everything about this series. Yes. It makes me want to hurt myself. Goodbye.
Lots more Crown to look forward to. Rudy Vanstone, thank you so much. Hey, how's your mate Lawrence Mooney going, getting ready for his show?
Well, just to give you the rundown on the Moon Man, and I can tell you I'm no fan of his comedy, but somebody in Adelaide gave him a 4.5-star review.
Wow. Oh, awesome.
The new show out of 10?
No, it's not out of 10. Don't be a smart ass. No, out of 5. And so all that he was left to wonder was, why do they hate him so much that they held back on the 1/2-star?
Yes.
But he's coming to Brisbane, and those shows will sell out, so hurry up, get along to lawrencemooney.com and buy your tickets.
Yeah, Lawrence Mooney's brand new show, Beauty, is going to be live at the Brisbane Comedy Festival. 3 shows only, Friday, March 6th to Sunday, March 8th at the Brisbane Powerhouse. Tickets on sale now at Ticketek, or you can get some freebies right now. Call 1-333-53. Rudy Vanderstone, great to talk to you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Good on you. Avita Zane.
Wake up with the Big Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 5:30.
104.5 Triple M.
24 minutes past 7. It's Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margot and Nick Cody. If you have seen or heard any news in the past, since yesterday afternoon, it is hard to ignore this story.
The young Brisbane mother whose children were killed when their father set fire to the family car has died in hospital. 31-year-old Hannah Baxter suffered extensive burns when her husband, Rowan Baxter, doused the car and her 3 children in petrol in Camp Hill. The children, who were all under the age of 6, died along with their father in a crime the police say is one of the worst they've ever seen.
How could he do this is the question on everybody's lips. A man who seemed to love his children so very much through the avenues of social media, the images that we've seen across our papers, across our screens, across every news outlet over the last 24 hours. This is definitely not something that even if you wanted to, you could ignore.
Oh, he's a frustrated monster, clearly.
Mm.
And this is the way he thought he could hit back.
I lived in Camp Hill for 10 years.
That's when I first met you, when you lived over there.
It's a very tight-knit community. You know, Brisbane is a small enough place that it is, but your suburbs, you know, generally you know what's, you know, going on. Other mothers know, kids at school. And this has affected, you know, a lot of people directly or indirectly. And it's something that I've been affected as just as a human being, as a mother.
Can I tell everyone, you came in here this morning just after 4 o'clock and you were crying.
It's sad, Marta.
This has knocked you around because
yesterday
you went
was an emotional day. You know, front page of the paper was that poor 3-year-old child that died in the car at the childcare centre in Cairns. My daughter was away on camp.
You were emotional enough yesterday, and then you were involved with people who know this family.
I was at a women in media lunch yesterday, and you couldn't help but notice everybody was getting messages. Their phones were pinging left, right and centre with breaking news on it. I was there with Melissa Downs. I was there with Sharon Gadella. I was there with Georgina Lewis, and, you know, they had to cover off across this yesterday afternoon and last night. And as we sat there, not only as women, but as mothers, you know, we had to embrace each other because it was just so very, very tragic. Sam Thaide, one of our Broncos, has been linked to this story. He trained with Rowan. His wife, Rachel, was with me at the lunch, and just devastating circumstances. You know, people at our work here are directly involved with the family. People in the Camp Hill community that I was involved with, their children went to school with this family.
Oh, God.
And it's just heartbreaking. You look at that picture of them and you see your family. I look at that and I see me and Corey and my children, you know, happy and smiling. It paints a picture that everything's okay. And it's not. And I think the thing that we need to take out of this is that lives were lost here and we can't do anything about that other than now make sure that we as people and as society are checking in on our friends. Checking in to make sure that they're okay when we know they're not. Speak up. Say something. If you think something is not okay, make sure you do something about it. Don't avoid it.
Yeah.
Don't hide from it. We need to make sure that people are okay because clearly in this instance, he was not.
That's right.
And I know that he's been tarnished with the evil monster tag, but at some point, this woman loved this man. They had a family together and something went very wrong.
Something happened and then he snapped.
If you or anyone you know needs help, call Lifeline on 131114 or DV Connect on 1800 811 811.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Guys, last week we spoke about one of the great stories of our time. It contained true blue Aussie ingenuity sprinkled with a bit of, you know, larrikin spirit.
Dave and Jan.
Dave and Jan.
The Corona
Cruise. Oh, the Binskins.
Oh,
yeah, the Binskins.
From Palm Beach.
From down the coast.
Palm Beach.
Yeah.
They're quarantined on the Diamond Princess Cruise along with 3,700 other passengers.
They got the wine in, didn't they, on the
drone.
Yeah.
Two cases of wine delivered. They posted it online. Everybody's loving them. We love them. How good is that?
And we were going, how good are the Japanese? We haven't got that technology
that here.
Yeah.
But now they've revealed it was all a stitch-up.
What?
What?
What, they lied about it or?
Yep. It was a joke.
A joke?
What, the wine bit?
Shame on them.
The drone bit?
The drone bit.
Yep.
Oh, you lying.
Dave's come out
they
and
just made
he
it
spoke
up.
To, yep, he spoke to Ben Fordham. They were just getting wine from the cruise ship. And he said he can't believe so many people fell for their prank. He said it was a stitch-up. How in the hell could we have gotten a drone through the Japanese bloody military?
Why would they even think of that as a thing to make up? Like, what
That's
do they
so hurtful. I don't know what the opposite of Australian of the Year is.
I feel vulnerable. Yeah,
the Bell Gibson Award of lying.
I don't know.
That's what the biscuit should have.
They've deceived Australia.
They are off my Christmas card list. No more.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Guys, you have dogs. I have dogs. Mm-hmm. I want to run something by you.
Yeah.
I was talking to a girlfriend yesterday and she mentioned that our dogs both go to the same dog groomer. And she mentioned a dog groomer somewhere, like a day spa for dogs. And they go to the same place. And she was saying that she picked her dogs up from her dog up from there yesterday and she had an extra $18 surcharge on top of her bill. And
an extra
for laziness.
Yeah. It's like $80 to $100. What do you mean?
Hold on.
$80 to $100 to get your dog groomed, right? So you had an extra $18.
Can we come back to that? Tell me about the $18 first, and we'll come back to the other thing you're just saying.
So when she questioned the $18, she said, what was that for? And they said, oh, that's a surcharge because your dog growled at the groomer while she was trying to trim him.
Hold on, you work with dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Surely that's
But he's a little bit of an older dog. He's a bit cranky. He's probably a bit sore and achy. Probably he's probably got arthritis.
Grabbed him on the joint.
So anyway, so he just gave her a little, you know. No biting, no nipping, anything like that.
$18.
Just a little growl. And they gave her a surcharge of $18. And I was like, I have never, ever heard of that.
That is
beyond ridiculous.
It is beyond ridiculous. Nick and I, we'll get in an orderly queue while we ask you questions here, but who goes and grooms it? What's this groom dogging? No, what do you call it? Dog grooming.
What do you mean? That's the place you go to send your dogs to get washed and haircutted and their nails clipped. It's like a day spa for dogs.
How much did you say it cost?
Well, I have two dogs, and it generally costs maybe about $120.
And then the growl, 30, and then the 40, growler,
depends.
The growler fee.
Depends.
Growl
they go,
tax.
They go every 4 weeks for like just a tidy up.
My
so
God.
Eyes, what are these called? Nails, toenails,
toenails,
claws. What are they? Paws.
Paws. But the nails on the end of their.
The nails on the end,
but
and
don't
they
run
up
on concrete
their tail around their bottom. They just give them a bit of a clean up, and then every 6 weeks they go for like a big a wash and a blow dry and a full clip. And
but
all
they're
that
good
sort of
on
stuff.
Them. They found people like you, and that's good for their business.
They're fully booked, Marta. Like it's
I
hard
bet
to
they
get
are.
Into.
Yeah.
Like two,
There's
3 weeks out.
There's a lot of lazy people around.
Lazy
designer dogs.
Not lazy. I have a poodle, thank you very much. He is high maintenance, and I love him very much.
Why did you get that? If you wanted to, you could just get a pair of clippers and give him plenty.
But I wouldn't give him a very good haircut, Marta. I'm not qualified
Where
in cutting of
him?
The dog
is
hair.
Is he going to Crofts this year, like the
What's
world's
Crofts?
Leading dog show in London?
No, but he could. He
is he going
beautiful.
To the Ecker and
He's
appearing?
A beautiful breed of poodle, my Andy.
Margo, a poodle, you're just getting a headlock. Have you ever tried to wash a staffy in a bathtub?
Oh,
Mate.
God.
It's like trying to hold onto a bag of concrete that's smoked ice. It is going off.
But what a fun day. Have you ever tried to wash a kelpie? You just tie it to a post and just hose it into submission and you rub a bit of soap on and then you hose it off again and you untie the rope.
It's like when
that'll be 130.
It's like when your kids offer to help you wash the car. You know, like they do half a job and you end up doing the rest. It's the same when you have dogs. My kids offer to wash the dogs all the time, but I know they're going to do a half-assed job and it's not going to get finished. I'm going to be the one that ends up having to do it. And you've got to wash them, you've got to blow dry them, you've got to brush them, you've got to spray the stuff in them.
We're not going to get anywhere. Can you open it?
Just send it somewhere and they do it for you. That's what their job is.
The Big Breakfast's Can of Worms.
What do you want to do?
I want to run this to the poll. I want to run to the Can of Worm poll. We've got, and we're not ganging up on you here.
How often do you wash your dog?
Oh, whenever it stinks. Whenever you're sitting there, you go, what's that smell?
But your dog lives outside. My dogs live inside. They're on the couch. They're at the end of the bed.
My dog comes in, but he's not allowed to sleep inside.
So don't you want them all nice and pretty and smelling nice and trimmed hairs?
Well, you've got to wash them.
No, but if they run, it means your dog doesn't run enough. That does the nails. You just check up their bum. You get a little bit of a thing if there's any dags hanging out there and off you go.
Dags, that's what I was trying to think of.
Marto never takes his dog to the groomers.
Well, neither does
Margo,
Nick.
You never wash it. Only go to the groomers.
Only go to the groomers.
What's the way
that's
to
what
go?
They're there for.
If you own a dog, you have to wash it yourself.
Like, what are those hydro baths? You know, you see them driving around on a trailer. That's because they're going to people's houses to wash their dogs for them because that's what they do for a living. They're experienced. They're professional. They do a great job, and
it's just
another scam. You want to spoil your dog.
I don't get the dog grooming.
I think
they're not humans;
fine.
They're dogs. I really get upset with what people are treating
people
dogs like people, and now dogs treat people like dogs.
133353. Where do you stand
they
on it?
They own you.
I reckon they'll
dog
agree
owners
with me,
should groom their own dogs.
People are time poor.
Let's try everybody.
They don't have time.
Let's
Darren,
try a few.
Acacia Ridge, what's happening over there in Acacia Ridge? Are you washing your own dogs, or are you sending them off for someone else to do it?
Well, firstly, morning, guys. How are you going?
Yeah, good day.
I actually have a husky and a staffy. As you know, huskies are very high maintenance.
I bet they are.
I do them both myself because, it is a bonding thing. And, yes, washing a staffy is like having a wrestling match. It's insane.
Darren,
good fun. Good workout.
I bond with
myself.
I bond with my dogs too. When I sit and have a cup of tea at night on the couch watching maths and the dogs sit beside me, they get a nice big little pat and they
love
it.
See, that's not a dog.
When I come home, I drive in the garage. The dogs run in up onto the, you know, the passenger side and they like love me.
All right, that's one for Mardo.
Oh, no, 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 don't make it competitive. Oh, okay. Mick. Hey, Mick from Brackenridge, what do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm with Margo on this one. Thanks, our dogs are family members. We've got to treat them all the same.
Yeah, but don't...
We get a lady to come over and do the dogs, but we actually supply all the equipment. She's just better at doing it and more patient, and she's just... We supply the clippers, scissors, everything. She just does the job.
God.
Yeah. Is it cheaper then?
Oh, for sanity, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Sometimes it's easier to just throw money at something.
Now, just get Mick back on there. Mick, I've spoken to you over the years. You never have struck me as a lazy man, but I'm just going,
Mardo,
why
take that back. It's not laziness.
Yeah, I'm not lazy, but I work over 70 hours a week, and I'm at work more than I'm
busy.
At home. I'm very busy, and then my wife's very busy. So,
yeah, haven't you still got any of those boys still at home?
Oh, no, they're all old and growing up and doing their own thing. And, yeah, they still come home for dinner in their 30s.
Well, maybe when my kids get older and they can do a job properly, then I would encourage them to wash the dog. But now it's too hard. And like Mick said, people are busy. They work, Mardo. They need a little help. Sometimes you just got to throw your hands up and say, I need help.
All right, but what about you don't give you one of your kids, like that's not, it's not a professional job.
I
being
send
a dog
my kids
washer.
To a school for people to educate them because
doctor.
I can't.
You don't send your kids to a person to to clean their teeth or anything like that. Surely that comes under the umbrella of dog ownership. That's a basic
but
tenet.
Dogs and kids are a little different.
Try one more. Megan from Caboolture, then we've got to go to the traffic. What do you reckon, Megan?
I'm sitting with Margot on this one.
Thank you, Megan. Excuse me, I don't hear any dings for me, Dave.
Sitting down having a coffee instead of cleaning the dog.
What sort of dog, Megan?
Well, it really depends. I mean, over the years I've had, you know, different breeds of dogs. And if you've got something like a greyhound that's wash and wear, sure, it's super easy to wash them at home. But, Margot, I assume you have something that's probably little and fluffy.
A poodle, yes.
Yeah, that's right. And so, well, no, just based on what you were saying about having their eyes trimmed up and whatnot. Yeah. I mean, leave it to the professionals. You don't take your dog's eye out.
I don't want to poke his eye out. No, Megan.
Well, and you make sure that his hair's dry down to the skin and he doesn't get all matted and stinky from being a wet dog and all the rest of it.
Symptomatic of what's wrong with our society, Megan.
Do you think it's safe to say, and you would agree with me, that we love our dogs more because we are happy to give them more attention than Mardo does his dog, perhaps?
Quite possibly. But listen, guys, if any of you are interested in seeing some really nicely primped up pooches, 247 Kings Road at Durack next weekend.
What's going on, Megan? Dog show?
They're actually the bushfire charity show. So Dogs Queensland has raised a hell of a lot of money that have been donated to places like the RFS and whatnot. And they're having another set of bushfire charity shows next weekend.
Give us the address again, Megan.
So kicking off at 9 a.m. at both Saturday and Sunday, 247 King Avenue.
Is there a dog show? Can you bring down your clean dog that's been home cleaned?
It doesn't quite work like that. It's probably best to leave your own at home because you can't pat it. Well, it's hard to pat other people's when you've got your own dog you need to control.
I think it would be safe to say, Mardo, if you and I took our dogs down in a competition for whose was the cleanest, mine would win hands down.
75% of callers say it's okay to have your dog groomers maintain their dogs. Well and true.
Brisbane.
Softy.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
It's on again from this weekend. In fact, practice starts today, bit of qualifying tomorrow, shootout on Saturday. Well, let's find out from the expert, from the Fox Sports expert supercar commentator and champion all-round bloke, Lounsey. Craig Lowndes, hello, mate.
Good morning, Marta. How are you going?
You there already?
Yeah, actually, I've been here since Monday. We had our official first test day out at Tail and Bend.
How are the conditions looking down there for the race?
Looking much better. I think that when we had the test day at Tail and Bend, it was a bit overcast, had a bit of scattered showers. But as we now go into the weekend, today's the first day they roll on track. I think it's about high 20s today, and it's getting slowly going to get hotter as the weekend goes on. But it's no chance of rain, so that's going to be great for all of them.
Lounsey, oh, God, I should have done my research. I reckon you won four or five
wins at Bathurst.
In a Holden?
In a Holden.
Four in a Holden. You won three championships in a Holden. Shed a tear, or had you seen it coming for quite some time?
Well, we knew that the Commodore name was going to cease to exist at the end of this year, but no one saw the exodus of the brand of the Holden name leaving. So that was a bit of a shock to all of us. And of course, you know, yesterday all the Holden teams, all the Holden drivers got onto the main street.
It looked good.
And it looked fantastic. Yeah. I think it was great just to show a bit of thank you and a bit of pride. And, you know, for me, I've been really humbled to be able to obviously pilot a Commodore for most of my career, about 90% of it. So, you know, it was a sad day. I was a Holden family growing up. And I think, you know, talking to Scaife and everyone over the last couple of days, I think that most stories and most families have either had their parents or themselves or someone that's owned a Holden or a Commodore throughout their life. And, you know, it really is something that was entrenched in our DNA when we grew up. And as I said, I've been a Holden family growing up. And, yeah, it is definitely a sad day. And, you know, it's one of those things, though, that, you know, times change, unfortunately.
Lance, is there enough money in it for Americans? Like, will Chevy jump in? Will what do you reckon? Yeah, if you were to be a futurist, what would you look at?
Look, it'd be fantastic if some sort of GM product was still floating around next year, whether it's the Camaro, whether it's something else that they have. You know, Scaife rolled out some figures yesterday that, you know, there was only 10% of GM's product that was right-hand drive. And out of that 10%, it was only 1% of it was Australian. So, you know, for them, you know, we're a very small fish. So it really is. It's the consumer that, you know, years gone by, I think it was one in three people had a Holden car. Now it's one in 30. So it just really the sign of the times.
I remember talking to Scaife about 3 years ago, and he said there's some factory where the machinery is still in there, all the plant is still in there. Is there any chance anyone could grab hold of it? Gina Reinhart, league up with Twiggy Forrest and go, hold on, I want to build Aussie cars. Could that possibly happen?
Oh, I'd love to hope so. I don't know. It's something that's, you know, that's a good question. It really would be fantastic if someone could do that, that's for sure.
Well, we've got the remainder of this season, and Holden Red Bull are still on for next season, 2021. Or this, the end of this is 20.
This is it.
What are we in, 2020? So end of next
what
year.
What are we in?
Sorry. To think about that.
A bubble. Hey, Lounsey.
But hopefully Jamie and Gizzy can do some good things for Holden to go out on a high for.
Lounsey, are you still driving that Colorado?
Yeah, definitely. I love it. I think it's a fantastic vehicle, and I wish they'd brought it out earlier. But you're right, Margo. I think that you know, the positive is that this year the Holden have committed to the teams. Everyone and the spirits within the teams, which I saw yesterday, was now they're determined to finish this season off on a positive and send it out on a high.
Well, every session of the Supercar season is exclusively live and ad-free on Fox Sports 506 and Foxtel Go beginning this afternoon from 12:25 with the Adelaide 500. Craig Lowndes, thank you so much.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 5:30.
Shaping up to be a beautiful, warm, sunny day on your Thursday. 33 degrees what we're going for. It's Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto Margo and Nick Cody.
Big news out of the Broncos. They call in the alpha male, their enforcer. His ACL is gone. Dobbo, what's the real story? Yesterday afternoon, I thought it was completely shredded. He needed an operation. Then they go, I've never heard of a half-torn ACL before. I've had a bad one when I was 20 years of age. It's a wicked injury. Where's it at?
Partial tear. G'day, guys. It's a partial tear for Matt Lodge. Happened 2 days ago when he was training. Innocuous. He was just running along. A pass stepped the wrong way. He's had one of these before. Now, the Broncos...
What, a half tear?
A partial tear, of the ACL. Yeah. Now, the Broncos are in a position where if it required 100% surgery, they were 100% committed to getting it done straight away.
And that's him for the whole
And that's
whole
him for the soul. But if they give it a month to 6 weeks and it improves and he can come back, well, they're none the wiser if he does have to go and have an operation because still he'll still come back in round one 2021. So Matt Lodge believes he's going to be back. The Broncos, what they're saying is, if everything goes to plan in the rehabilitation phase, he'll be back at some stage during the season in the early parts.
If Matt Lodge is out for the season or part there of the season, what do the Broncos do to replace him? Is this going to hurt them?
I don't think it... Look, Matt Lodge is a great footballer, but the one thing they have done is they've got...
Is he really?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. I'll get to that in a minute.
Can I come back to that? Yes.
Tevita Pangai Jr. will be the bloke who comes in to the front row.
Forward, right.
And they play young Pat Carrigan, who's a workhorse, in the back row.
I like
they
that.
Don't lose a lot. They've still got Joe Offen and Galway, who's an origin player. who will come off the bench. They don't lose as much as people think, but he is a huge loss as a leader on and off the field.
I reckon they gain. They've gone from $19 to win the premiership to $21, so they've blown out. Can I put something, because in the paper today, and this is what they keep on saying, he's the alpha male in the pack. He's a bloody trundler, mate. He's got slow foot speed, and he just trundles in. All right, but can I run this little quiz by you?
Okay, go.
Are you ready? It's called Who Would You Rather? It's a game that's familiar to many. In terms of enforcers or alpha males in packs, can you tell me who you'd rather? Margo, if you want to play, go right ahead. Roosters. Who would you rather, Warira Hargraves or Matt Lodge?
Well, he's the best forward in the game, so everybody would want Joe Warira Hargraves.
Tom, would you rather Tom Alolo from the Cowboys or Matt Lodge?
He's an edge forward.
2-0.
Hang on. Oh, he's an edge forward. Lodge plays in the middle, different positions, but anyway, go on.
Who's there? Who would you say their enforcer is? Who?
Josh Maguire. I'd take Matt Lodge.
Is he their alpha male?
I want the alpha.
No. I don't go position to position. I want alpha male enforcer, the one that you line up against the team, and that's Tom Alolo, okay? So we're 2-0. Melbourne, who would you rather, Nelson or Matt Lodge?
I'd take Matt Lodge.
In Bali?
In New York. 3-0. Where are we fighting? Where are we punching on? Are we Southeast Asia?
We're not fighting in an apartment in New York, Nick. We're on the football field. Josh Papali from the Raiders. I'd rather him than Matt Lodge. Marty Tapau from Manly. I could go on and on. The only team that doesn't have an enforcer, it seems to be Cronulla and South. So
why do we think his bloke
is so good?
I think he's good, and I think he's a really good footballer. I think the work hours that he, the efforts that he puts in, people don't see. Mate, it's easy to take the second carry, Marto.
Yeah.
Matt Lodge takes the first carry off the back fence every single time. You need those blokes. Tevita Pangai Jr., they talk how good. He never takes the first carry.
Well, who's going to take that carry? Well, now it's going
to
be him.
It's going to have to be Tevita or Payne Haas.
And I think the other thing, Dobbo, that you mentioned that is good about Matt Lodge is he brings a certain sense of leadership to that team, and he really sort of rallies the team in and around them. So
I'm all in on Matt Lodge.
I'm not. I'm still never convinced.
All right, Dobbo, we'll see you at 6 on the rush hour.
Yes, you will.
Triple M. Triple M's Big Breakfast with Marto, Margo and Nick Cody.
We are here for the Subway $5 everyday value range. Try a delicious sub from the $5 everyday value range at Subway. It's now open.
Why wouldn't you?
It's one of those ones that I find you could eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner and never feel guilty about. What? Like if you ate one of the other, you know, takeaway fast food chains.
Oh, you mean Subway all up? I think you meant the BLT.
Yeah, Subway. You could just eat for breakfast, have the BLT, lunch. You could do some tuna mayo, afternoon tea even for the kids. You could do a ham. And then for dinner, you could have a pizza sub. And you don't have to feel guilty about it because it's good for you.
Great call.
Go through the whole day. That's all three meals.
All three meals. Done.
Cookie care.
And cheap. $5 a meal.
Cookies.
Cookies, $1 each. One nearest us opened at 7.
Little treat for
we can go down there now.
Little treat afterwards. I mean, I'd buy 4 because I have 4 children. Nick Cody would buy 7 just for himself.
Yeah, my son doesn't eat cookies.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
You'd buy 4 and hide them from the kids.
Triple M's Big Breakfast.
That was Triple M's Big Breakfast.
God, you do so much for this town.
Try the new Subway 6-inch BLT with streaky bacon and creamy mayo. Now part of the $5 everyday value range at Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants. Additional costs for extras.